You're with Julian on the Brenner and my regular roundup of the Oscars, which isn't going to be huge this time because it's not a very controversial one. I think virtually everyone that was supposed to win did win. There wasn't really any surprises. One thing I would say is that overall there was an incredibly strong year of nominees across the board as well. Very different films that were in the mix that were all great in many ways. So I haven't seen all of them, but I've probably seen, other than Poor Things, which is the one big gaping hole in my filmography of the Oscars, I haven't seen everything, but I've seen probably most of the things that matter. So I'll just go through. I'm very happy that Oppenheimer won. It was my film of the year. It won 7 awards, including the big ones, Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Director, and what was the other major one? It didn't win in either of the screenplay awards, which I thought was interesting because I thought the screenplay actually was actually very, very strong. Out of the Best Picture films, I haven't seen Anatomy of a Fall either. I don't think there was anything other than Zone of Interest that I would have said I would have been happy that won. I think it deserved it, and I think he deserved Best Director. I'm going to do a review of Zone of Interest. Oppenheimer was my number one film of the year. I would probably rate Zone of Interest a fraction higher as a film. I think what Oppenheimer did that made it deserve it is that it became a billion-dollar film at the box office with a three-hour biopic of a scientist. And it had legs. It was in the box office months, like the month after Barbie had gone. So it really did catch on. It was a thrilling film. It wasn't a stale biopic. It was actually thrilling. I thought he did amazing work, especially since Christopher Nolan as a director kind of peaked with The Dark Knight and Inception. And then I haven't been as kind to the other films. I thought, you know, Interstellar's got, you know, it's a great film. Nearly, but not quite. And then I thought Dunkirk was an admirable film, but not really that good. And Tenet was my number one film, worst film of the year when it came out. I hated it. So he really got his mojo back with that one. And I don't really have any complaints there. I said Killers of the Flower Moon was massively overrated. I thought that Cillian Murphy was the most in danger of losing an award there. Because often when something is going to sweep awards, if you're one of those Academy voters and you know, you're putting Oppenheimer, you might turn around and say, well, I'm going to give Best Actor or Best Actress to another film. So I thought that that was the one I didn't expect. My first big complaint is Emma Stone for Poor Things. I haven't seen the film. I don't know how good she is. My problem is that La La Land I hated, and I thought her performance was the most unfairly awarded Best Actress award probably in the last 10 years. I think she was up against Isabel Huppert for the film Elle, which is an all-time great performance. And she gave like a sitcom-worthy performance. So I thought it would have been fair for Lily Gladstone. And the best performance I saw last year, Kerry Mulligan in Maestro, was one for the ages. And Bradley Cooper in Maestro, they were probably the two best performances I saw last year. So I was disappointed that she won another. I look at, you know, people like Amy Adams never get a win. And Emma Stone comes on the scene straight away with La La Land, straight away an Oscar. Only a few years later, another Oscar. If you'd have said Emma Stone for The Favourite, that's an Oscar-worthy performance. La La Land isn't. So I kind of hoped that it went to someone else. Robert Downey Jr. again, one of the most popular winners of the night, superb. The best performance, I thought, was Robert De Niro. The best character and performance he's had this century in Killers of the Flower Moon. I wish the film had made him the lead character. It was an amazing character and one of his finest performances. So, yeah, I was... I would have given it to him on merit. It's hard to argue with Robert Downey Jr. I haven't seen The Holdovers yet. So Devin Joy Randolph won for that. And the day before the Oscars, the writer of Paddington Bear 2 and some other prominent films came out with a very convincing "You Stole My Script." of the holdovers, which is now going to blow up massively, because the guy basically put his script for a film that he wanted made in 2013 that never got made side by side with the script for the holdovers, Alexander Payne's film, which was up for Best Picture and numerous other awards and didn't win any. And just going through scene by scene where it's copied virtually identical, every character, every scenario, that's going to blow up massively. I really was very happy that The Boy and the Heron by Hayao Miyazaki, the legend from the Ghibli Studios in Japan, won his second after Spirited Away for Best Animated Feature. And particularly because Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse was one of my least favourite films of the year, and I thought the most overrated film of the entire year. Often getting stellar reviews, I gave it I think a 3.5 out of 10. I really couldn't stand it. So great to see Miyazaki win again. And anyone that wins outside of the Disney Pixar universe as well, it's awesome to see. And Best International Features, The Zone of Interest, may be on, you know, taken as an artistic piece on its own and not on the impact or anything else, was probably the best film I saw that came out last year. Jonathan Glazer hasn't made many films, and this is, I think, the follow-up to Under the Skin 10 years before. An astonishing film, a unique film, amazing film. And it's the best foreign language film winner from Britain for the first time in history. I don't know anything about the documentary films, so I think that's about it. I did wonder whether Mika Levy would... Well, Mika Levy wasn't in the nominations for Best Score. I thought Mika Levy was. Oppenheimer won for that. I can't really complain there. Best Original Song is my most hated award. I cannot stand Billie Eilish. I think she's the most fabricated, fake industry plant star of the century. I've got a good video on her as well. And the fact she has 2 Oscars is really grating. And her song again was rubbish. And she beat Ken. She beat the Ryan Gosling Ken song. And, you know, she would have been bottom of the list of songs in that whole list. And once again, she wins. She's got 2 Oscars for her brother writing songs. Her Bond theme won an Oscar. Shirley Bassey doesn't have an Oscar. Her Bond theme is one of the worst I've ever heard. So I was really, that was the one that I was angry. But Tarn Willers and Johnny Byrne winning for Zone of Interest, it would have been a complete disgrace for, I think, you know, one of the best sound stages in the history of cinema. And poor things, wiped the floor on production design and things like that. Oppenheimer on cinematography, can't argue from what I've seen on that. I don't think there was any massive... Probably the most warming win next to Miyazaki was Godzilla Minus One winning Best Visual Effects. I did see something along the lines of the director of Godzilla Minus One winning, being one of the 4 people that won for visual effects. It was the first time a director had won for visual effects since 2001 Space Odyssey. So I'm not sure if that's true or not. But anyway, that's the roundup of the Oscars. The biggest triumphs, the 3 that won the Best Picture Award. So you've got your Best International, Best Picture Award, Zone of Interest, an amazing film, Oppenheimer, obviously, and the Best Picture Animated Award for Hayao Miyazaki. And other than that, Poor Things winning 4 awards as well. And I don't think anyone's really going to complain.